It's a Parshas Ekev topic, and it speaks to at the most foundational level, what it is that we're trying to do, the meaning of our existence per se. V'ata Yisrael, Ma'ashem Elkecha Sho'el Me'imach. So that is a signature expression. You know, it calls to mind the pasuk in Micha. This expression of Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, which we discussed a little bit when we were learning brachos, right? Al Turki Ma Elomeya. We talked about the Rambam Shita about brachos being Lizkar Sabore Tamid Uli Yirami Menu Ki Im Liyiras Hashem Elokecha Lalachas Bechol Dracha V'La'avo So La'avodas Hashem Elokecha Bechol V'Avcha Bechol Nafshecha. So it's really six things. Yiras Hashem, Halicha b'chol drachav, Avas Hashem, Avodas Hashem, b'chol lev u'chol nefesh. Shmiras mitzvos Hashem, ve'es chukosav. So again, if you want to combine that Shmiras HaMitzvos and the Chukim into one, so you say it's five things. A little bit later in the Perek, it's Hashem Elokecha Tira, Oso Savod, Uvo Sidbak, Uvishmo Tishaveh. So it all starts with Yiras Hashem, again, and then it leads to Avodas Hashem, Dveikos Bashem, Vishmo Tishaveh, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Ramban, as we all know. What do we make of this? Is there a say? Is it a mitzvah say? Im yesh b'chal kol amidos halalu? A lot to discuss. Leave that for another time. But the role of Yiras Shamayim is prominent, okay, in both of these settings, in terms of a catalyst for other aspects of Avodas Hashem, Alicha b'chal drachav, Avas Hashem, Avodas Hashem, Shmiras HaMitzvos v'achukim. In one context, in the other context, Avodas Hashem, Dveikus Hashem, and Shavua B'Shem Hashem. So you have the sense that Yiras Hashem is really, really where the action is. And it's the gatekeeper for everything that follows in terms of Avodas Hashem. The question is, what exactly does it mean? What are the constituent parts of Yiras Hashem? I want to move beyond the simple discussion that we have, in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mishnah Torah. Is it Yiras HaOnesh or Yiras HaRomimus? I'd like to discuss it, hopefully, from a bit of a novel perspective, and make an argument that there's a kind of a dialectical aspect to Yiras Hashem, which is very foundational to our psychic orientation, how we think about ourselves, how we think about the world. So I'm not going to get into the substance of these questions now, other than to note, right, it touches on core values of Derech Eretz, Yashrus, Torah, it's three of them, family life, a sense of bitachon. Okay. V'afilu hachi yiras Hashem yotzariu in, ilolo, mashal adam shamar l'shlucho, ha'alei korchitin l'aliyah, so bring the grains into the attic, halach v'alolo amarlo, yiravti libahen kav chumtin, did you mix in the preservative, right, a little bit of earth that was salted, mishameres es aperos meitli, amrlo lav, amrlo mutavim lo haleis, is all waste of time. So this Gemara in Shabbos establishes exactly the point that I wanted to be medayik in the Psukim, that everything that follows Yiras Hashem is only made possible by Yiras Hashem. We can't speak about halicha b'chol derachav, avas Hashem, avodas Hashem, b'chol lev b'chol nefesh, shmiras hamitzos v'achukim, or, to quote the other pasuk, avodas Hashem, Dveikus b'Hashem, Shvua b'Shem Hashem. So Yiras Hashem, that is the gatekeeper, that is the guarantor of all of these other very wonderful aspects of divine service. Avodas Hashem b'chol lev u'b'chol nefesh. So without Yiras Hashem, somehow it's all meaningless, right? Muta v'imlo haleisa. It's a very powerful Gemara. So what is Yiras Hashem? What can we say about it? So the first part that I wanted to focus on today, I chose three representative examples because I happen to like these three examples, and I think that they make the point in the clearest way. If anybody's interested in seeing a fuller article that I wrote on this topic, where I go through many, many more examples in Tanakh about what I think Yiras Hashem means, I'm happy to share it. But for the purposes of this year, they will suffice. So let's identify the three cases, and let's talk about the Tzad HaShava Shebehem. So the first is the Akedah, right? Atayadati kirei Elokim ata, v'lo chasachta as bincha es yechidecha mimeni. Next, v'atirena hamiyaldos es olokim, v'lo asuka shedibra alehen melech mitzrayim, v'atichayena es hayiladim. Finally, pasuk from Sefer Melachim, when Uvadia was Asher al Abayas, he was the chief of staff to Achav and Izevel, and Izevel was on a genocidal campaign against the few authentic religious people left in Malchus Yisrael and Nevi'e Hashem. So there was a genocide going on, and Uvadia, who's described by the Navi as Yareis Hashem Ma'od, not just Yareis Hashem. So that ma'od will be a giveaway. Vayikra achav el Ovadiyahu asher al Abayis, v'Ovadiyahu haya yareis Hashem ma'od, v'hi b'achris Izevel as nevi'a Hashem, v'yikach Ovadiyahu me'en nevi'im, v'yachbiyim, 50 ish b'mera v'chil kalam, lechem v'mayim. Right, im yavo yisav al machaneh achas v'yikahu, v'ya machaneh ha'nishar l'fleita. Okay, so basically, what is the common denominator between these scenarios? And why is Ovadia Yareis Hashem Me'od, right? If we could figure out what the definition of Yareis Hashem is, you'll understand immediately why there the Navi says even more. Even more. So what is the substance of Yareis Hashem? Why is it the gatekeeper for everything else in terms of Avodas Hashem and Avas Hashem and Halicha Bedrachav and Shmiras Kol Mitzvosav V'chukosav? Or in the other pasuk, the gateway to Avodas Hashem, Uvo Sidbak, Ushmoti Shaveh. So Akiva, what is the definition of Yiras Hashem?
I'd say being the vato, your own will and your own best interests for the will of God.
Bizeh halasha. So Yiras Hashem means not a specific action, not even a discrete thought such as Yiras HaOnesh or even Yiras HaRomimus, but Yiras Hashem proper means, it's related to Yiras HaRomimus, but it's sort of like a more applied version of that idea, that I am here to acknowledge and act upon the reality of Malchus Shamayim. Which means that whatever consequences I would suffer for that reality, I have to be prepared to suffer those consequences. Dehainu es bincha es yechidecha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. Dehainu if Paro is going to kill me. Dehainu if Achav and Izevel are going to dismember me and slaughter me, it doesn't matter because I have to be able to answer to a higher authority. And that authority makes claims on me, you know, Mushva ve'omeid mehar Sinai, v'lo asu kasher dibir alein melech Mitzrayim, he's not referred to as Paro in that pasuk, because the melech malchei hamlacham has already been gozer. So now we understand, Akiva just finished a thought, why is Ovadia Yareis Hashem Me'od? Why is it in even more intensive version of Yareis Hashem, according to this definition?
I wouldn't want to say he's in more danger than the Miyados. Like he had more at stake, because they were both doing something that, I guess, feared their lives. I don't know how it would be Mechali. We have much less information about what the Mialdos actually did, I mean, how many people they saved, how much oversight there was. But I guess one could argue that Ovadia was worrying even less about potentially greater consequences.
Now he was saving all of these people, right? So there was all of these people that he was responsible for saving. She was trying to kill each and every one of them. And he's making these repeated trips, right? So the danger and the repeated danger is going. So Avram was very profound, but it was a singular event. But Be'achrisi Zevel as Nevi'e Hashem, so he's repeatedly on a scale exposing himself to mortal danger to save these number of individuals. And again, it requires a repeated action. It's not like showing up once to a particular house, you know, or even repeating that action in multiple different settings, but Ovadia seems to have had the greatest commitment to carrying out this mission with all of the additional exposures that it created for him. Okay, so there's something, I think, very profound about this aspect, the first aspect, and Akiva, you said it perfectly, of Yiras Hashem, that if a person lacks this, and I think this is the Pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Yiras Hashem Hi Otzaro, if a person, it does all kinds of wonderful things, Avas Hashem, Avoda B'chol Lev, B'chol Nefesh, if such a thing were possible, Shmiras Mitzvos V'chukim, a person does any of these things, person does avodas Hashem, veikus b'Hashem, shmua b'shem Hashem, but they never go through the gate of yiras Hashem, which again is to conceptualize the world as God's world, and I'm in it, and irrespective of personal consequences, I have to act in a way that is reflective of my submission to Malchus Shemayim. So without that, any other activity that a person did, Kavati Tim Torah, Nasata Benatata Bemuna, Pilpalta Bechachma, so there's something, Mutav Shaloh Halesa. If you never cross that Rubicon into, I'm doing this because I've totally submitted, Batal Ritzon Chamipne Ritzono, Asei Ritzono, Kiritzono, if you haven't crossed that threshold, internally, mentally, hashkafically, so there's something which is compromised about one's entire avodas Hashem. There's no doubt about it. Now, halavai shaloli de nisayon, that we're not going to be put in that situation, but that is one very clear aspect of yiras Hashem. Ta Yisrael ma'ashem b'kecha shome imach. So we don't start with Ahava, we don't start even with Avoda, we don't start with Halicha B'chol Drachav, we don't start with Shemir Tzem. It says it's Liyiras Hashem Elokecha. And that sense of awe and of reverence, it is related to Yiras HaRomimus, really means that no matter what personal consequences I will have to endure, so that becomes the defining question that I ask myself. Not is this in my self-interest, but is this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach Ki'im Li'ira. To act in accordance with the sense that I have to submit to the will of the higher authority. So there's something deeply theocentric about it. It's not an anthrocentric idea. It's an idea that whatever it is I want is immaterial relative to a potential conflict with Yiras Hashemayim Vatirena Miyados Esu Alokim Velo Asu Kasher Dirale Melech Mitzrayim Vatechayena Sayadim, even though they should have really died, even though for Avram it would have meant killing his son, and even though for Ovadia it would have meant his torture, dismemberment, you know, and all kinds of other things that Achav and Izevel would have done for him, but it doesn't really matter. But Me'idach Gisa, let me explore what I call the the complementary approach, and I think that there is a certain dialectic here in terms of Yiras Hashem, that the Ramban helps articulate, and then I want to put it in terms of the famous Tshuva of the Rambam. Okay, so Ilan, go ahead. That's what we have here. Ma'ashem okecha sho'el me'imach, nimshach, it's all one section, el letov lach.
Yomar einenu sho'el me'imach, davar she'ye letzorcho, ela letzorchecha, kitam im tzidakta ma'atitin lo, rak hakol hu letov lach, ve'amar atam, ki la'ashem lokecha ha'shamayim v'shmei ha'shamayim ha'aretz v'chol ha'shabach, v'cholam nosnim kavod lishmo, einenu tzarich lecha rak babusecha chashak, ויבחר בזרם אחריהם מכל העמים בכם שאתם בכם שאתם מבחר שרם ולא בישמעאל ולא בעשיו.
It's the drop further, Ilan, and then contrast Rashi and Ramban in terms of their understanding לטוב לך.
לשמור את מצוות השם ואף היא לא לחינם אלא לטוב לך שתקבלו שכר.
It's the Rashi sense of לטוב לך means what? Very simply?
For reward.
Right, and what's the Ramban sense of Tov Lach? It doesn't have anything to do with reward, but the Tov Lach means that in terms of Yiras Hashem and everything that follows in the Pasuk, Hashem didn't ask this of you, because somehow this would enhance God's status, but
would enhance our status with respect to other nations.
Right, and it's an honor for us. It's, I don't mean an honor in the sense of prestige. It is intrinsically exalting for us that God demanded this kind of total loyalty and submission from us. That He elevated us by demanding these things of us, by entrusting us with this sacred mission. And so, in so far, and this is really the point that the Ramban is driving at, then I'll show it to you from a Gemara in the famous Tshuva of the Rambam, the relevant part. So, in so far as Yiras Hashem hi otsaro, Yiras Hashem is the defining virtue of life. So that is at once theocentric. In other words, that says it doesn't matter what's good for you; it matters what's good for Hashem. And yet, reciprocally, dialectically, that is good for you. Because that took your life and redeemed it from the life of a wildebeest, where, again, you're operating based on primal instinct, right, to sort of figure out, you know, what are the ways that I can have a good time here. And everything that you do is now exalted because the Mishalayach has endowed, entrusted, and ennobled you with a shlichus and a meaning to your life that is unparalleled. The Tovlach, not in the sense of Rashi, Shetekablu, Schar, not because, oh, in the end, you know, it'll really be good for you. But because to be entrusted with such a mission is itself deeply ennobling. So you imagine a situation where you have a military campaign and it's understood that the enemy is being supplied by a particular arms and industrial center, and you're a bomber pilot, and they say to you, you know, Mermelstein, you're going to fly your bomber. Right, there's a good chance you're going to be shot down. You're going to fly your bomber over that arms factory and industrial depot, and you're going to blow it up. Because if you don't, right, our army will continue to be slaughtered. Because this is where they're supplied from. So that mission demands everything of you, perhaps even your life itself. But would you say that somehow you're reduced by that mission? Adrabba, you're exalted by that, because what you're being told is that your service is utterly essential. That's what the Ramban means. He he could have asked anybody. He had the whole world. And you've been selected for this mission, Ashrecha, that you have such important things to do with your time. And that's exactly what the Gemara in Brachos is driving it. So Gemara in Brachos, Rabbi Chanina, Akol b'day Shamayim, Chutz Miyur HaShamayim, Shenemar, V'atah Yisrael Ma'ashamokach HaShow El Me'imach. He has nothing to ask of you, Ki'im Lira. It's interesting. The Gemara says nothing about Halicha V'dechol Drachav, and Avas Hashem, and Avodah V'chol Ev V'chol Nefesh, and not Shemiras Mitzvot Zuchukim. The Gemara understood that the Yiras Hashem was central to the Pasuk. It was what I call the gateway. Just like it is a few psukim later, as Hashem b'kecha tira ve'oso sa'avod uvo sidbak uvishmoti shaveh ato yira Hashemayim milta zutrasi, but is it really so simple? V'am Rabbi Chanina mishim Rabbi Shimon Yochai in lo kadosh baruch hu beiz genazah v'lo otzer shal yira Hashemayim shenemar yira Hashem hi otzaro. Okay, like we saw in the Gemara in Shabbos. In the Gavi Moshim milta zutrasi them Rabbi Chanina mashal them shemakshim minu kli gadol v'yeshlo dom elav kekli katan ve'in lo dom elav kekli gadol. So what does Gemara really mean when it gives the example of Moshe Rabbeinu and says, oh, the Gavi Moshe Rabbeinu was a milsa to zutrasa. It wasn't so hard. So okay, but even so, if he's not addressing Moshe Rabbeinu, v'atah Yisrael ma'ashem b'kecha shoel me'imach. So I think the sense of the Gemara is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu is a milsa zutrasa because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was about 80 years old, crossed a certain threshold in life. It took him about a week to get there, according to Rashi. But what was that threshold? Avi?
Dedicating himself to be complete Shaviyah Lamakum.
Bingo. So that whole conversation at the Sneh is a question about destiny. So Moshe has all kinds of things, you know, Kichwad Pechwad Lashon Anochi, doesn't really work out for me. You're not the right job for me. You know, maybe you find me a different position. Shlach Nabiya Tishlach. I've got family issues. I just settled down here in Midian. My brother Aaron. Right, but that the substance of that conversation is what is good for you, and what am I asking of you? And at some point, Moshe internalized that, and once he internalized that, he became an Eved Hashem. He had internalized that perspective. And then everything in life sort of followed from that. It was a milsa zutrasa, because if a person has a sense of total mission about them, so then everything falls into place. This is what the Rambam meant in the Tshuva, to Ovadya Ger Tzedek, and we'll then, you know, there'll be echoes here, obviously, of the Rambam in Deos and Shmona Prakim. And I'll just conclude with two sentences. So Sheila Kolbi De Shamaim Chutz Mir Shamaim Chuva Masha Marta Ata Kikomaisa Bene Adam Inam Exerim Lithne Abori Saluhua MS. Right, the Rambam was very proud of Ovadia Ger, and the continuation of the Chuva, he says you must be very smart to figure this out. Right, because we know that the Rambam thinks that there are Tipshe Umos Olam and Rov Gomei Bene Israel that have not figured that out. Shein Bodofi Vikichach Nodlin Loschar Im Halach V'Derech Tova V'Nifari Menu Halach V'Derech Ra V'Chol Maaseh Bnei Adam B'Chal Yira Shemayim Im V'Sof Kol Davar Davar Maaseh Bnei Adam Bali Dei Mitzvah Aveira V'Zesh Amr Razal Kol B'Dei Shemayim That's Min Hagol Sholom V'Toldosa V'Tivo K'Gon Mine Ilanos V'Chayos Nefashos V'Madaos V'Gagalim V'Achalim HaKol B'Dei Shemayim. Okay, so, you know, if you're like me, you know, you're worried about science and over the long term global warming, you might want to quibble with that part of the Rambam. But Chutz Miyur HaShemayim, the Rambam says, it encompasses all spheres of human activity, because in the end of the day, everything is going to impact a mitzvah and a veira. What does the Rambam mean by that? He means that Yir HaShemayim, it's exactly, I think, what the Gemara meant, and it said, Milsa Zutrasa, at some point, a person realizes that there is no neutral space in this world. There's no neutral space. Either I'm doing what I'm doing because I sense that I've been called upon in a mission, right? The shaliach was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is the paradigmatic example of this. He agrees to become the shaliach. But all of us, once we accept that shlichus, so then that means it's a kinyan haguf. We're totally and utterly committed to that. And that it impacts all of the things that we do. So yeah, Kol B'Dei Shemayim, Chutz Miyur HaShemayim, but Yir HaShemayim is the entire sphere of human decision making. So again, so just to distill today's point, Yirat Shamayim, what it really means, Avramet Yakeda, Uvadya, Bimeacha V'Izavel, the Miyados in Mitzrayim, it means it's not significant what will be in my human self-interest, as measured relative to society. What's significant is whether or not my actions are consistent with what Hashem would demand of me. And that means I have to be prepared to sacrifice everything for that call. All he's asking is Yirat Shamayim. What he's asking you is to make a decision, to be wholly committed to this idea, and then what will follow quite naturally is Alechas b'chol drachav, la'avo oso, la'avod Hashem b'kalcha b'chol v'avcha b'chol nafshecha, shmiras ha-mitzos v'achukim, or v'asa Hashem elokecha tira v'oso savod, v'osid b'ako v'shmoti shaveh. Everything sort of flows naturally from there. So that's one side of the equation. It's very theocentric. The other side of the question, I think, is very anthropocentric in the sense, as the Ramban says, l'tov lach. You're elevated by this. You're ennobled by this. You're given a life where there's never any time to be bored. Everything that you do is meaningful. You know, other people, they've got to search for a mission, for a way to make a contribution. And for us, right, the question really is, are we prepared to accept the mission, you know, that we've been dealt or not? Do you accept it or not? But once we've crossed that threshold, what became to Moshe, in retrospect, a milsa sitrasa, didn't start out that way, it took a week. So then for the rest of his life, there was no neutral space. Everything that one does is calibrated through a solitary perspective of how is this going to impact, you know, my mission here in this world. You know, and again, you know, lahavdil elef alfei havdalos v'ribei revavos. So you have people who are, you know, mishugal davar echad. So let's say you have a person who's training to run the 100-meter dash in the Olympics. So everything that they do is relative to that goal. So of course they don't drink, and of course they only eat exactly what they need to eat. Every stretch that they do, and the amount that they sleep, and the specific food that they eat, and the kinds of shoes that they wear. So everything that they do is calibrated against their defining mission, their raison d'etre. That's everything that they do. That's what the Rambam means in the Tshuva. Kol b'dei shamayim, chutz mi'yirat shamayim. If you're a yarei shamayim, if the gateway question to everything you do in life is, what does God demand of me? So then there's no neutral space. Of course that impacts all of human existence. So Yare Shamayim is really the ultimate aspiration. And it starts out by being, you know, one very much of submission. But this is the beauty of Yadus, you know, B'makom Sha'ata Motze, that sense of Kabbalah's Ol is also where you find, right, the greatness of man, because we, and the greatness of Yadus, and Bechiras Yisrael, because we've been chosen for this. That's how we become exalted, is specifically by accepting this mission. And then we live on, our human lives become extremely meaningful, inexpressibly meaningful on that basis. Without that, so as the Gemara in Shabbos says, Mutav Shalom Halesa, if a person didn't operate from that perspective, so it's hard to talk about the Tzipisla Yeshua or Asakte B'Piriyah V'Rivya being as meaningful, because maybe it was just because, you know, that's what the person wanted to do, or that's what resonated with him. And those are the three mitzvos he chose to, you know, be careful about. So there's something of, if the threshold, if the gateway isn't Yirat Shamayim, so then one does have to ask a legitimate question is, well, why was that person Nasata v'natata b'muna, which we certainly appreciate. So is it just because, you know, they thought it was sort of the right thing to do? But in Odoma, if you just thought it was the right thing to do versus your sense that, you know, you have to answer, you know, Vayom Elo Yira Elokei Yaakov, V'lo yavin Elokei Yisrael, because our sense that Hashem demands of us in Dine Mamonos as well. So I think that this is a foundational issue. And like I say, it transcends any discussion about just Yiras HaOnesh or Yiras HaRomimus. I would think that the fundamental category in which a person should think of themselves is with respect to this question. You know, Yonah said it best, and this will conclude, Ivri Anochi v'Esa Elokim, Ani Yareh.